This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Okay, now shoes. Seriously, shoes. Jimmy Choo has been among the biggest names in high-end footwear for decades now, but the company put itself up for sale in April. Today, a buyer, Michael Kors, $1.2 billion. Kors has been struggling, and it's looking for a little boost. Marketplace's Aaron Schrank has that one.
After years of expanding its mass-market stores, Michael Kors announced in May it would close 125 of them. The brand had been suffering from traffic declines, big revenue drops, and a hit to its upscale cachet as it moved into more outlet malls. William Blair analyst Dylan Carden says the company's move into high-end footwear comes as the affordable luxury handbag market is in trouble.
That category, which has been on a tear over the past sort of 10 years to 2014, has now materially slowed and could even go negative here. So if that's your bread and butter at over 70% of sales, you've kind of got to look to other areas to drive growth.
Jane Halley runs a retail investment research firm. With Jimmy Choo in its portfolio, she says Kors will reach new customers and tap into growing markets for luxury goods abroad.
We're seeing that with the devaluation of the euro and the pound, that luxury business has increased. People are buying luxury again.
As pressure from e-commerce continues, analysts expect more bricks-and-mortar retail brands to team up for leverage, like when Coach bought competitor Kate Spade earlier this year. Pete Killian is with consulting firm The Cambridge Group.
Either formal, in this case, or loose alliances of brands are going to need to come together to sort of form that critical mass of customers.
Or to use a superhero analogy,
Superman is dead and the Avengers are in charge.
The CEO of Michael Kors said today that it's looking to form a so-called luxury group, and Jimmy Choo will not be its last acquisition. I'm Aaron Schrank for Marketplace.
Wait, Superman is dead? What?